And now.
Capital 264.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over.
What's up, people?
What happened to you?
No, let's not talk about it. Hi, guys. Welcome to the hangover.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lala.
And the queen.
And today we're joined with... Okay. So you need to introduce yourself. Because I feel like you need to get it together. You'll be mad at me.
I think I'd prefer you introduce.
Are you sure? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
In fact, you're not ready.
Are you ready?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
At first, when I read in the group, I was like, no, Dini, who's just thinking about these abbreviations?
It's not
wrong.
True. It's not true.
Then I actually confirmed. So you need to tell us where your name came from.
Basically.
It's just like, you know, I don't give a fuck about a lot of things, so...
I don't fuck with you. Yeah.
No, but like for that to then become your AKA, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you know about that?
I think let me get into the show, then we'll get into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
To not it, I get into it. But yeah, if you're joining us for the first time, The Hangover is that podcast that explores the bar culture as we have it in Zimbabwe. We pierce the veil, we demystify the myths, we talk about the things that we don't usually talk about.
We basically have the day-to-day conversation.
Basically. So, and yeah. We do this every Thursday on Iono FM, and we do it on iTunes as well. So follow us, like us, what. And we are a Capital 263 baby, free to say it, free to do it. Today, we are going to be talking about alcoholic terms for dummies. So no, you don't have to be a bar ranger for you to listen. You can just listen with your
peaceful
mind. But like,
I'm not a bar ranger, truly, why are you tuned in?
Because love of things. My guy, you won't even know the kind of people who listen to this show. I'm like, eh? Why didn't you on Sunday? When weren't you at church on Sunday?
I am Niega.
Yeah, but yeah.
Either way you grew up, how you believe, like,
We know. We see you. But yeah, and that's going to be on the trumpet. And during the buzz, we are going to be talking about how to pub crawl like a pro.
Fuck it, right? What pub crawling is, basically pub hop. Club hopping.
English never loved us. Yeah, but anyway. Before all of that, you know what? We start with the withdrawals. We are here to cure your withdrawal symptoms. So stay tuned for the next segment where we give you your weekend calendar.
So I want to sponsor and provide a beverage. Tear. So, yeah.
She's a freak of the week.
Now everybody, see?
She's a freak of the week.
So apparently Nzenza is not original.
What do you mean?
This is the original Nzenza.
But yet, nah. Nzenza is Zimbabwean Nzenza.
Yes, excubited. What did they say?
I don't think anything is original.
What did
he
do?
Like, how is it not original? How is Zinza not original?
Freak of the week, right?
No, but Zinza. It's relative to Zimbabweans. To Zimbabwe,
yeah,
world,
I guess so. That's what I'm saying. Nothing is particularly scene. Original. Unless
I feel like originality
and
is
also Zinza is in that bracket of nothing is particularly original.
Exactly. But if you get my chair so and you listen to those guys and notice the song, that's original.
So no, but original. Now you're just discriminating your genre.
Yeah, that's true.
Eben Cruz, Baba. One was not odd.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Today I'm about dancing. Today I'm about hip hop. Yeah. Now it's
you are the ones who are just confused about the fusion. How about that?
Okay. Maybe. Let me say.
Yeah, I got you.
But to be honest, girl.
Anyway, what did you guys do this past weekend? What did you do?
You're taking too damn long. Okay.
What did you do this past weekend?
Well, to be honest, my weekend was fire. I didn't expect it to be fire, but it was actually because I was just supposed
apparently,
to go home.
Mr. I don't give a fuck had a 12 kg burger.
Yeah.
And
actually.
That crazy ass motherfucker burger. You see that $26
where,
item?
Where did you get it?
Cost $125. But I didn't have it. I wouldn't have a burger.
Oh my bitches,
for
listen to these people. Guys,
but
guys.
Imagine 12 kgs of
sorry. Sorry to intervene, but. All my friends, I think, already know the feeling. Guys, I'm in my struggles. And you're spending what?
No.
No, repeat.
$125.
On what?
on a burger.
Jehovah.
I want my blessing.
Wait. I did not buy this thing. Somebody else bought it, but then we just.
I don't bless
coins. It's only how I'm going to go.
Then I'll go charge myself.
Wangu, also, it was an emerald stingy. But I remember not thinking I'd go mad direct. That's a fact.
But your answer is not that I'm not going to go. Is it true? Do you think so?
Butter, bye.
Don't be acting black. How are you Zimbabwean? You don't know what that means.
He does. He's just hoping.
I'm actually.
He's just hoping you're going to say, butter, ma. You know? And then, yeah. I mean, we all want to.
But anyway, besides your burger that caused, what did you do?
Okay, we had a lot of fun. Actually, there's this place in Avondale, 49 Cock Road. It sells burgers, that burger for $425, but then they have a full chicken and chips for about $10, is it? Yeah, $10.
So
and we had
burger
a blast.
Is...
The burger is expensive because, you know, the amount of meat, Texas barbecue something.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave you the address, so you're going to find out for yourself. You should go there.
If they cost 120, sorry.
Go there and you find out for yourself. Because you're afraid to ask the menu.
It's nice. Then you don't buy.
Okay, so you were, that was your highlight?
Pretty much, because I went to the MASH as well.
Guys, let me tell you why I didn't go to the MASH.
I just know, see.
Nah.
No, it's
Ralph,
okay.
Ralph, better be listening. Ralph, guys,
no,
this is what happened.
He's busy. He's writing his next book.
The guy had transport to go, and I was too broke to even get combis. That's how deep my weekend was.
You missed out.
And then you.
How was it?
It was awesome. It was enlightening, and that guy, what's his name? Gary Tight was tight.
He was tight.
He was tight. Not tight as in a gay way, man. It's in his music. Music. Wise. Music. Wise.
Anyway, now
tight.
The next one, even this number, I walked there. No tango from my cousin. She's going to Chicago Alliance.
Am I not your sister?
You are.
But why do you call me at 7 o'clock to say, I don't have money to go to the nation? Oh, but
like... Okay, this is for behind the mic. But anyway.
But we already brought it on the mic. Let's finish it right.
Okay, fine. The next one, I'm going to hit you up. And Twirana.
They're stingy.
What did you do?
I was at the MASH. Oh my God. I was at the MASH with City, you guys. And I got so tipsy. Oh my God. And then we went.
Dre was drinking that wine. It was like glass after glass after glass.
It was so nice. And then we went for hot dogs.
After class.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's how much the wine was.
Whatever. But yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday was nice. Mm-hmm. And then we had a sleepover with the city.
Okay.
That was cute.
Okay.
So city and my grandma.
Should I catch feelings now?
No.
Or later?
Let's do it after the mic.
Okay. but I brought it to the mic. So let's finish it here.
You should be behind the scenes, guys.
Okay. I seen the exposed Gwazang. What was the anyway?
It's all good.
Give us the calendar for the upcoming weekend.
So, yeah. Shout out to everybody in Gweru. There is something happening at Club Excite.
Club Excite.
But yeah, Club Excite has Takura, Kileti, and Legion. I don't even want to know what that is. But yeah. So like I said, afternoon chill out session starting at 1 p.m. with Bri, Gango, Shisha, music and fun. And tickets are available at the ZG Medical Aid at suite number 5, Moonlight Building, 5 Street in Gweru. There's free Wi-Fi and prizes to be won. So, I think universities have opened, yeah.
So it's going to be lit.
Are you going to Gweru, my friend?
I might.
The fact that he mentioned MSU says so much.
Yeah. And then Chef T Texas Barbecue at 49 Cook Road has what they call Afrocentric Afro Jazz items every Friday from 6 p.m. to late, which is what these guys enjoyed last week. So do go there. This week there's going to be DJ Mark Hustler, DJ Polito, and DJ Piri. There's secure parking and it's powered by Aver. Also, to look out, Sugar Festival is coming end of this month, you guys. And guess who's coming?
Please call
Moon Child. Exactly.
Future wifey.
That girl used to irritate me until like she grew on me, low-key.
Like, her irritating is so...
In but another time I would tell her, so you and I too in love.
Ma?
Yep. Aka, Moon Child is a special child. Yep.
Okay. So, how many days are you going to be here for your Kanzatu concert?
No.
For the why?
My struggles are strong.
Did you go to the Kanzatu concert? Yeah, it was the past weekend.
On Sunday.
Wasn't it Saturday?
No, on the 9th.
I mean, no, but yeah. Wakaenda muzo DM au mutu zote, how was it?
Busisi was my girl though.
But I wouldn't go to an event that his Busisi for admit they're smeared on the same lineup. What am I doing in real life?
That's why I said this last time and I was like, I feel like the event she was at and for her just wasn't making sense.
Buzz kaka alcohol and then you're like, ooh, and then Matthias Mary comes and just guilt trip you, nigga. I'm not about to.
Like, he doesn't mind.
Nah. But yeah, this is it from us this week. Stay tuned for more. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just
bye. Jani anos mama pia. Kalai mama bete kungo mamira kumamira kumangwa kumangwa mapia. Ini yangu ya mira mota panzap. Na uya kutini ndi garenda mangu. Fata kungo mamira mjimbo mamira kumamira kumangwa mapia.
Hoisi musa mamira
kumangwa mapia.
Hoisi musa mamira
kumangwa mapia. Hoisi musa mamira kumangwa mapia. Uncle. And check Google. Okay. Uncle something.
That's a little trick, guys. But anyway, welcome to The Buzz. And today's topic is club crawling like a pro. Basically, club hopping. So, okay, define club crawling for you. Or have you ever done it? Like, is it something you would do?
Nope.
Why?
I don't think I would do it.
You don't think what?
I don't think I would do it, but I've done it so many times. Yes.
No, please stop.
I've done it so many times, but I don't like it.
Nah, please stop. What do you mean you wouldn't do it, but you've done it so many times?
Yeah.
Like, but you didn't like it.
It's like,
what do you mean?
It's like I'm never going to do it again. The way you feel when you wake up after a good night.
My withdrawal symptoms.
Exactly.
Oh my God, is this like, I'll never drink again?
Exactly. And then you go that out type and of, I'll never drink again. Then you get onto a party bus.
And then you're drinking.
Shout out to Dingy.
Yeah.
And then you get onto the party bus.
And then your life is over.
You're doing it again. But in my club hopping experiences are motivated by Kuskaba Bao Bonds, but I don't like to pay for music.
All right, guys, let me just give you a very quick
wait. Wow. Why can you not pay? Because I can go into a lot of things right now.
Here's the thing about paying Kupi Namba. It's like you pay $5 mm-hmm. to get in and buy expensive alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Dingy's party bus, you just buy alcohol, cheap alcohol.
So, okay, you paying and it hurting you. It's not a matter of I can't afford it. It's a matter of why should I do it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
So
I low-key agree.
Yeah?
Okay, I like club hop, but sometimes even the price is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take the L. Like, you pay by the door and then you're there and then it's just boring. And then, like, you're $10.
No, okay, but for example, if it's a club where you know it's fire.
Okay, no, if I'm getting results and I know, yes, but I don't like playing, I'm paying for new clubs. I haven't, like...
Which makes sense.
The club is not fire all the time, though.
So, I'm not Mando Sankai and did... My mind it.
Guys,
hey,
I'm sorry. Pena, but I
Muno badara neva now. Muno badara. Say,
much?
Say.
How much?
I think it's 10 bucks or something.
Okay, how
it's,
do they...
Apparently, it's basically VIP. Plus one vibe.
Wait, so...
But it's smaller.
Okay, it's plus one, right? So, they're VIP, right? They're VIP.
Yeah,
is it maybe 10 or is it now 15 or something?
Ipapo, I would be lying because I haven't been there. So, but I would do my research. about the VIP payment part.
You see, the,
but I have heard it's plus one vibe, so I'm assuming more or less same WhatsApp group.
Where is it?
Somewhere in town.
I mean,
but guys, can I just say
Kuna seventh and yeah, the club, okay, I was just about to say.
We have to check out Club Senkai, the new maestro, this club called Qatar, which is free by the way, but apparently it's lit. So we've got a lot of club hopping.
What have you been doing all your weekends? If you're about to check those clubs 1 year after they launched,
what
have you been doing this with your life?
This I see my struggles. I got a strong phone.
Do you need a new contact list?
I did a lot of things, but yeah, but I mean, how, like, you can't, can you say, like, as someone who's a bar ranger, and did you, can you say one can avoid club hopping?
It can't.
So okay, now going back to the actual topic, doing it like a pro.
Yeah, doing it like a pro. I think you have to know something, and mm-hmm. you have to be on the guest list. Be friends with DJs, guys, so that you can be on the guest list. You can, that's when you can do some professional club hopping, because you don't have to pay $5 to each club that you
but
get
what's
to
your host. Definition of professional club hopping? Because I feel like it's a relative term to a lot of people, because people club differently, people have different agendas when they go out. So I feel like, what do you call club hopping like a pro?
Oh, club hopping like a pro. Wow.
Obimbae, what do you call club hopping like a pro?
I think for me, if you're doing it like a pro, you just don't crash.
Yeah?
Because I think I'm just tired of people who, like, by the time you get the second place, they're already gone.
Dololo.
Or, like, you're a mess. Now you actually have to, like, take them home.
But for you to get to your second club, Banditi, and you've crashed, doesn't mean you've spent too much time in the first club. If
no,
you're saying
pre-drinks,
tonight we're going...
People always fuck up during pre-drinks. Mm-hmm. How many times have people, like, slept during pre-drinks, then you can't even go to the club anymore because people are fucked? So I think it's all about knowing your limit during pre-drinks, and then for me, I smoke weed during the night, and it helps me, like, stay sober. And in the morning, I wake up good. I don't, like...
Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that?
You want to cut my night short, give me some weed, you know, because...
How? Church bodies differ, but,
yeah,
like, for me... I think, for, like, because I got it. There's a time when we used to be drank so much. Rimbayana is one of the people who are saying we abuse alcohol. And now we're, like, straight stoners. But I feel like weed does help keep you.
Even,
like,
in the morning.
Or even, you know how, Pepe, when you're tired of dancing and stuff, and you hit about 2 blunts.
Yeah, it's lit.
But I'm just going to put a disclaimer right now. If my mom is listening, I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke weed. I'm just teaching these kids out there.
Boy.
All right. I think that, you know, professional bar ranging for me is if you're able to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday you go to work, Tuesday, Wednesday you would work, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Did you do it like thing,
they are, no, I mean, like, these are professionals at the thing. You don't, you know, they're tired.
Well, like, club hopping and professional body range, I feel like Jagasia and
because
I feel like you can be an OG at, like, going out, you can hit Monday to Sunday, but then that doesn't mean you know how to club hop.
But are they... My questioning now is, are there people who do that and just go to one club?
Let me give you a thing. What I think...
But that's a bit...
Yeah,
but
it's possible. How I feel about club hopping is that you start with your drinks in the morning. House parties... I'm a house party person, so... You start with your house party, drinks at the crib, then you move out of the crib. But make sure that our school, because if I don't have any problem, you go to a gang, one of my body, I bought it for 2. Over a phone, I don't know. Then they start drinking like a motherfucker. But then if you do it...
But can you catch on doing any situation?
Usually, if you party with me, that's not the situation. But that's the situation, you go to my neighbor, teachers, you get like it. Because when I pass in a pond, you go to the moon, something, then...
Wait, back up.
Wait. No offense to them, ladies. What I'm just saying is
I want to understand what you just said.
Yeah.
So are you trying to say, good, if I marinate you, what would she? Explain yourself before.
Honestly, girls and guys.
Yeah.
I forgot to face another guy that could be out. Unless you're tight buddies.
Yeah.
But if it's a first time thingy, usually, if a person doesn't ask you on a date for lunch or whatever,
some guys in general don't ask you out for dates. So already you, I feel like it's automatic when you know it's your first time chilling.
Wait, hold up.
Guys, wait. No.
Please, can we stop this? Okay. For me, right? People take.
Mira, I'm so much go chicken in. Who the fuck are you guys dating?
Do you get what I mean?
Who don't take you out for dates? Huh?
I know, right?
Like, how do you even date someone who doesn't take you out for a date?
Exactly. And then chicken in. I feel like chicken in is something that happens. Like,
but that's something you match on, dog.
You know what I mean?
Like, how am I going on a date over something I match on?
Chicken in is something you're like, okay, we're hungry at like 12. Look at the drive through.
Exactly.
Don't be like, first chicken in, chicken in. I promise you, I won't even come. I'll,
especially
I'll
if you're not even picking me up.
upgrade. But anyway, as I was saying, go to professional club hopping. Like, you chill, have your drinks, then decide where you're going. Don't drink and drive. But decide where you're going. Have your designated driver, then do your thing. Start with the bar Ramsat Mambuyinda. So that you check out the atmosphere and Pajakike or whatever. Then you start moving from there to the closest place, Muchenda Magala. But have your road map before you leave the house. Because that's what I think is professional. But have your drinks in the car and the driver doesn't drive.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask this to Mumbai, because I feel like club scenarios
came with the boat, don't worry.
Club scenarios differ with the country you're in and the kind of, so Mumbai, you're mostly in Cape Town. And I know you've club hopped in Zim and in Cape Town. What can you say, like, what's the difference, like, how do you handle doing it in different social scenes, countries?
I think, I won't lie, by the time I left Zim, clubs hadn't like really opened. Like, we didn't have so many options. Like, we always had the usual. So like, club hopping was just, usually we pre-drink and then we go somewhere and then, like, it wasn't as like my experience in Cape Town now, where like, probably like people meet up at like 9 in the morning and then people actually start like buying alcohol and they start drinking from like breakfast, and then you, like you said, like house party, or you just stay indoors. To be honest, I prefer staying indoors because I realize people get tired quickly if you do too much.
True.
So if you just pre-drink at home, you chill, you have a speaker, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, okay, like a normal night would be like a club we call Saint. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, that one closes early. By like 3, they've closed. And 3 is
that
the
is
moment
early.
You're now beginning That's to be true. Like, oh, okay. And then we go to another place that actually opens at 3. So at least you know there's a club that's opening at 3 with someone, when another club is like closing. Or you go to like, yeah, the clubs are actually 3 a.m.
Yeah,
actually open.
Yeah,
no, don't they open at 3
plus 1 yaga tanga kuvara kuma 3 na my
girl.
So why are you, like, what's the point?
That's good
because
business.
Look, especially for plus 1 already, it takes people about 2 hours to jump in, and this is usually kuma 12 a.m.
Wait, plus not closing at 3?
Well, okay, I haven't been there in so long. I think literally the last
remember
time.
Remember, we used to close plus.
Bruh, like
literally, we were the last
day,
one,
and like the
packing.
Sun is rising.
Even the cleaners are now packing, like downstairs, they're putting
but
chairs.
But anyway, they started this when it started getting dry before Club Sankai opened. They started closing at like 3, which doesn't make sense for me personally.
Personally, me, I would go to, well, plus one was the last club I went to because I knew they were late until 5, 6.
You see, so. Mm. So I don't know. For me, I feel like it. For me, I feel like if you're going to club hop, I think every time I've done it, I'm saying we because Mumbai is here and she's like my partner in crime. I feel like every time we did it, for me, it was the agenda.
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying we're doing it to have a good time,
worked.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's more of the agenda. Obviously, you always have to have a plan, which we kind of have here. A young layout help routine. So the first thing is plot your routine. Your routine? Sorry. plot your route, right? Like, where you're going to, like what you're saying, where you're going to start first. And I think it is a smart idea to go to a club you've never been before, so you know you're going to end at the lit places. And then the second thing is have a theme. Okay, what do you mean have a theme?
So have you ever realized, like, when you are going out and... Right, scenarios. You're going out with just your girls, or you're going out with God knows who your latest go out with. But yeah, you're going out with those other people. But usually it's like you theme it in the sense of, are we doing heels and dresses? Like, I find it really interesting to like dress up when I'm going out. So if we're doing LBDs and heels or red lipstick or whatever, it's fine. Or we're doing denims or whatever. But yeah, for me, it helps. And in the sense of the article I was reading here, it was talking about, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you so plan your routine, like, we're going to start drinking probably, let's say, Cresta Oasis. We used to start there. You start with my draft or whatever, but you have to tell people you're coming in advance. It's really, you're like a huge group because you want to get there and the waiters are busy cleaning up or something. So you call them and you say, you know what, we're coming through and this is what is happening. If it's a holiday, you're probably, you know, they're probably prepared for huge numbers. But if it's not, if it's just a chill day, especially if it's during the week. Yeah, shout out to Wanawanga.
But question, can I mark it a pre-warning that you're coming into the club hopping here?
Sorry?
If you're going to pre-warn the place, like pre-call them and tell them we're coming. Yeah, like, are you still club hopping?
Yes, because club hopping is just moving from one place club to another.
No, and like, if you're then going to call them, isn't that more or less you trying to make a reservation?
Yeah, but that's planning. Which means you're chilling there. Because honestly, babes, do you really want to go to a club and not have, like, I know, like, in Cape Town, right, there's some clubs that you need to have a table.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a table, then you're just going to be standing there looking thirsty. And you don't do that. So you have to obviously, like, reserve the table. And they, because the thing is, most clubs, like, when you reserve the table, they'll give you, like, a fee to spend. After you spend it, you can leave, or that can be, like, your last place. But if you're going to a place where you need to book a table, then you should, so you don't, like, look weird.
Okay. So that covers that. And then there's embrace social media. So letting people know where you're going to be going. And I think that just also helps us hyping yourselves up as well. Because I find posting an event, it helps me. Like, it helps myself up for that particular event.
So. Wait, posting during or after OB event? What was happening with the posting?
If you're posting during, I was gonna give. I'm always saying this. But I mean before. Or after. But I meant before.
I mean, for some of the places that I go to, I actually turn off my Google location. Like,
yeah, like,
you don't need to be knowing where I'm going. What's this?
I don't understand people who be like, yeah, it's lit, it's fire. And they're like online for like an hour. And you're like, and this is like Kuma 2 a.m. And you're like, Saka, what exactly are you doing? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I wouldn't support social media when you're club hopping, though.
You wouldn't support
it? I wouldn't support. I don't think I despise people who be on their phones while we are partying. It doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you taking pictures? You see now. I think everything that you said was professional except for the social media. The social media, but you just lost me there.
Come on, people here do selfies, but imagine going out with your people or doing whatever it is you're doing with party bus, and you've got like crazy ass pictures, like somebody KOs and you drove like stuff on their face, and you take, like, that's really dope to pose.
That's a moment. But being
like
on
our slay queens, forever. You're like, girl, you have no sweat to show to about dance floor. Oh, we fuck shit up doing what?
I've also noticed the people who are on their phones are taking pictures of bottles they didn't buy.
True. That's so true.
Literally the trend. You're like, my nigga, you didn't buy this. So why are you pretending?
Oh, actually,
like,
I feel like especially niggas.
No, females. Let me tell you.
I've noticed in Zim, it's niggas. Let me tell you. The guy that is there, but is not the one who bought the bottles. It's lit.
And I don't know, people, men with their egos. But females, I don't know, we always have this, we do too much sometimes. Like, we honestly do too much. Since we're talking about like club hopping, for females, please, I'm begging you guys, please have money.
True story.
Like, please actually have money. Like, when someone tells
I've done that with no money. But
it's safe.
No, I have. Like, I won't even sit here and be like, I've always got money, guys. I've got a house like 50 cents.
But there's a difference you just being broke that weekend and honestly, I can't be broke and not go out. Like, it doesn't matter. I could be broke, but I won't have fun.
No, I definitely get you.
Don't make it a habit.
Like, because it was strange. You don't want to be licking people's asses in the wrong way just to get home.
I have friends who I don't talk to anymore. Because literally, wherever we go out, they're trying to drink from us. And alcohol is expensive in Cape Town, okay? Mm. Like, you know, in one night, I probably can spend like 500 rand on alcohol, which I'm a student. My That's mom already is not giving me enough to be doing all this. I'm actually not eating for that month.
Yeah.
So now some chick wants to
like, I'm out here, you know, Samantha's at a Vita and you're trying to drink from
and
me.
She's grabbing,
bitch.
Like, the bottle from the bucket and she's pouring.
And usually don't need a half mixture. You don't even do quarter shit. Anyway, the next thing on the list is turn it into a game, which is interesting. Turning it into a game. I mean, Tenshita, you know, Zichiye, treasure hunt. Yeah. I don't know. I guess, you know, like, people, I think, function differently mindset-wise. So then include food, which is very important. Because especially, like, I think when you, like, mukatanga your day early, muchita, like, chill, drinking, smoking, whatever, you definitely need to include food. So, and I think the other thing that's left here is have the budget for it.
True.
Because
and everyone should play their position. Though.
Yeah, if it's using your pussy, if it's do you
no,
think?
No, okay, hold up, okay, hold thanks. Up, wait,
no,
wait,
no, 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 it's fine. It's, yeah.
Here's what I'm just gonna say. Here's what I'm just gonna say.
Swipe a pussy.
But
wow.
Indirectly, yes.
Indirectly.
But what I meant by play your position is that for niggas. There's a situation where there's the driver does this thing, mm-hmm. he's taking the people around, there's a person who's sponsoring the beers, mm-hmm. you know you're broke but you've been called out by your friends, mm-hmm. at least provide the cost, because usually wait, hold up
this is even worse.
Let me explain myself by picking girls when you say you bring the girls. It's like, it's a different atmosphere.
Yeah, bring
when
the
you
meat. Hey,
it's a different atmosphere.
Give
when
us
you
some
have,
motivation. I always say, is it so around. Difficult for guys to go out without girls?
Yeah. Please.
It's difficult. It is difficult.
For guys,
let me give you.
We can do it without them. They certainly can.
Because guys really can't have fun personal. So because at the end of the day, no. But then the atmosphere go to us. That's better. It's
but
better.
You know what? Do you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny? Wait, do you know what's funny? You saying this, Andidi, just because there are females going around, but you are the very people, Ekuti. If none of those girls doesn't want to give any of y'all's pussy,
hold up.
Now suddenly people are being made to feel guilty.
Personally,
and then it becomes a whole dramatic event when it's not supposed to be like that.
I speak for myself and my squad. We don't do that. We just want to have female company.
No, but you need to realize that right now you're representing your kind, which is males.
But there are some niggas who just are like,
okay, fine. For guys,
I pay for the pussy.
Why would you think guys then catch feelings in the night? If you're sacred, you all you just want is girls in your environment, then why would you catch if she doesn't want to give it up to you at the end of the
night?
Men
are entitled. That's a problem. Mm. Men are very entitled people.
But you're also entitled, sweetie. Here you are with your 50 cents in the club, like, he's going
exactly,
to buy me alcohol.
Exactly.
And but me, I'm going to fuck him. Everybody, take ownership. Thank you.
No, I agree, right? I do agree that females can be entitled. But in the topic of the girls come out and then at the end of the night, he's expecting pussy. Honestly, I feel like that's just like another level of entitlement that's just very not fair. Because, for example, if I don't have money, right, and then you tell me to come out, right, and then I expect you to pay, this might sound wrong, right, but I'm not necessarily always like upset with the guy when he gets upset. I understand where he's coming from, but it's still wrong. It doesn't make it okay.
I'm just going to give you tips. If a nigga buys you lunch in the afternoon, tells you I want to take you for a date, takes you to a nice place, this guy wants to date. If a nigga calls you at night at 6 to say,
let's Zimbabwe niggas don't ask girls out on dates.
But if he does,
saka mumwe anotokudzota ande kwasankai arikutoda relationship.
But
I'm telling you.
But iye ada kujuka manje.
Yeah.
Iye munhu anokufonana
na saka varikuda relationship vasoda kujuka. Like, why are we fucking dating? We want free pussy, free dick. Like, you want easy access.
Wait,
that's obvious.
So like, going out for dinner is not a thing.
Going out for dinner is a thing. Going out for dinner is cool. But then going out, when I go for your drinks, dude never talks to you like on a constant. Okay, I get you. Over as my drinks. It means that
no, that's obvious.
Means uro
yo kuya kwa kwa zvirikuri yako kuti uri kuzvidawa. Saka manheru paano zvitsvaka kuramba zvichameka.
I was going to say before we wrap up this segment, I was going to say that usually after time we use and you mentioned how you know the guy you're expected to bring the girls. Kajinch kajo do not happen. If you don't look at it, that guy is going to pick one girl and be like, bruh. Hold up your friends. Saka technically it is to go undrela skana vacho. It's not really you. You can't even get your own bitches. I'm literally always falling victim to that. Niggas will be like, ah, yo, we're linking up Chichiji Bo. And then, literally, oh, he'll tell me like 30 minutes or an hour before, be like, yeah, bruh, we need bras. I'm like, first of all, you don't tell a girl, could you get out the house 1 hour before? Because any family planning you quit. Two, why should I be the one hunting for your prey? What do I get? And this, if we're going to
free alcohol, transport, club hopping, but a route,
yes, you got a bag of weed reserved
and,
for
and
me.
Selfies, by the way, and selfies.
Like, don't do it to yourself. Just do it for yourself. And the trumpets, there you go. And the trumpets, there you go.
Hello and welcome to The Trumpets. Me, I'm your guest, the Queen, Dre.
Yeah, okay. And today's topic is words alcoholics say, but dummies don't get. Dummies being all yous who don't drink shotgun. So, how well, okay. Who can safely say then alcoholic shotgun? So, like some words you know.
Can I answer for people?
I'm a dummy.
You're a what? You're a dummy?
I'm a dummy.
So, what's your poison? Bone.
I don't know.
Are you a stoner?
I drink, but I don't drink that much.
Shuktudar,
exactly.
Okay.
Remember, why are we lying today? Like, where are these lies?
Because everyone in the studio, your team, is actually like, why are you always lying?
I'm a Friday, Saturday drinker. I don't drink on a Sunday.
Okay, but can you say there's some alcoholic phrases you do know?
Definitely.
That you know good ababa and so far.
Definitely.
I think those they are gonna tell. And this is sad of that.
But he understood what's your poison mean.
But is that an alcoholic thing? No.
It is.
I don't think so.
Well, you poison a gochi man.
Mbanje. I think everyone knows that by now.
Eh. But you can't just talk to our own. Damn it, come from the poison a gochi and dang at ma.
Oh, so I'm good to Argutifara. I'm so good to her. Anyway, Mbai, can you safely say you'd know alcoholic terms?
I do, just because of like the people I'm around, but I'm not an alcoholic. Sure, like honestly, my poison. Yes.
Why do people always say this?
Like, my poison.
I'm always the bad person in my
no. Listen,
my friends,
my poison is not like alcohol. Like me and alcohol don't like it. Literally, I can go out and not have alcohol.
Yeah,
I can just have like 2 tequila shots just to get me happy or Jaeger, and I'm out. And if I have my blunt, I'm good.
Thank you.
That's me. But I know them. I just don't drink.
Today, show you know to be high.
Yeah. I want to get you the spliff
for 20.
Yes. See, I don't know this shit.
Spliff. Wait, stars. Kids, did you watch Baked in New York?
No, what's it?
That movie is so dope. That movie is all about weed. Did you watch it, Chenge?
No.
But what about it? Because I feel like I've watched some movies.
It's about this guy who had like different types of weed, and then he would like get really stoned and start having like day dreams about weed.
Hallucinations.
Like, I managed to go to Shah. Like, this was a so some day
hunger extra. But I don't know. I think for me, certain words, like, they got me down, go through alcohol phase, but I was just downing it. I wasn't really trying to make it into a vibe. So I think some words I do know, some I don't. Dre, I know you do know.
All right, so we're just going to go through 5 words very quickly. Everyone will have a word. What's your word, Chenge? That you think dummies don't get?
Alcoholic word.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, girl, so that you set the pace.
I wash out. I don't go flow.
But
I don't know when a guy does that. A girl gives you the flow and you're like, ah, no. Slit his face.
Anzi, do niggas still open the door? Yeah, how else am I supposed to get into the motherfucker?
Stop, let's start with you. Can I shut time out? Say, give me time and then come back.
Give me some time and then come back to me. Yeah.
You can't put us on the spot. Like, you can't just be like, come up with the words.
That's the whole point of the podcast. Words that, alcoholic words that, you know, someone else who doesn't drink wouldn't know. A term. Phrase.
I can't think of any.
Tell us.
Like, my J's. With my J's.
What's that? But my J's murguba again.
Ayo.
My J's chilling.
My J's means
they're stealing.
Means now you're acting stupid. You know, walk to my J's, you're drunk, you're high, walk to my J's.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Oh, nice. And
but that's rude to weed smokers.
Exactly.
So I'm now saying because I've smoked, now I'm being stupid. Because
we all know where the word J came from. Everybody knows.
Okay, my stoners, my uncle
people. Anyway, what's your next word?
They're like feminists.
Oh, I have to fight.
Well, like your Mary Jane feminist. All the way. What other word do you have?
After five.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No, like everyone has a word.
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
Do you have another one?
Do I have another word?
If you have one, it's fine.
I have one.
Bombi stombi.
What's that?
Oh yeah, that
was that's a deep
what?
Word exactly.
Bombi stombi.
Bombi stombi.
What's bombi stombi?
It's a bottle store.
Kadagu
shebelebe.
Yes. That's it. What? Shebelebe.
Shebelebe.
Like a shabim.
What word do I know?
I feel like these words were created when Makato Dakwa.
Chosama something.
Even Talk Money song, you remember
Chi
that track?
Osama something.
What's Osama?
Like a bomb.
Ma?
Like Quote. When you're getting a bomb. Like Chibomba.
Chibomba.
Like, Chibomba. You
like
it
spirit.
A
spirit.
Exactly. It takes out all of you. It's like a bomb. Like,
so like your two keys would be your bomb.
Yeah, that's an Osama song.
Okay.
Osama song.
All right. Inini.
So sexy. Osama song.
I'm so used to this to
oh, baby. Why didn't you get me an Osama song?
Anyway. Find my words, Panab. There's the obvious booze.
Wait. Before we get into the words, there's a word that I find very interesting. Do you guys know the word babalas?
Babaras.
Yeah, it's an Afrikaans word from babalas.
Yeah, that's hangover, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a theory that's been going around for centuries that says the word babalas came about from the word bar balance, which is when you go to like a club and you open a tab and did it. And when you open a tab, you don't finish it. You go home the next day and you wake up feeling like shit. So what do you do to cure your babalasi? You go back to finish your bar balance. Yes. Squeeze over for today.
Wait, is that why they say when you're hanging, you need to drink more?
Yeah.
Maybe I could never do that.
No, it helps. It actually does help.
I've tried, but...
If you drink, sparkling water, more alcohol, you sleep, you wake up feeling... And then you smoke weed, you wake up feeling good.
Now, weed is always a good idea, but, like...
Take your Jamie and tonic, you wake up with no hangover.
Okay. So, okay, there's one written lash.
Lush.
Eh? Okay, what's that? Because Nagofuga last.
I was reading those words from somewhere, and the word L-U-S-H means a habitual drinker. They're not really like an alcoholic, but they're like those sippers. They're like me, basically.
And they look at lash 14.
Okay, and go to someone's head, please, because hey, yeah.
No, not that head, ka.
Just I cannot explain because,
like, you know, when alcohol gets to your head
this
and you
drink
just.
Is getting to my head.
Yeah.
Level 4 alcohol.
Oh, we are losing this.
Level 3.
Okay. That's...
Oh, yeah, you said level 2, do you consider?
Level 2, because you have to pass level 2. Do you want to know? I'm going to knock out by the fat madam body.
For level 1, she?
Level 1, I can do it. I'm going to put my balls out with a loose.
But what about when you start getting horny? What level is that?
You're just horny! Like, no. I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, you are just, it's time. It's time to feed.
No, like, but certain alcohols do make, like, certain alcohol makes you feel horny.
No, but wine makes you horny, rum makes you horny, but there's a certain point where if you keep drinking it, you're not even horny, you're just like, fuck, I'm so fucked.
Relax, like, and take notes.
No, I was saying with Abana, there's nothing fancy you can call it, you're just horny. Like,
you're shot. You
just need to
feed.
Tips, if anyone wants to go to Munato, tips, I think I won.
I think I'll do that.
I think I'll do that.
All right, what are the words have you got for us, Langa?
Well, I'm looking at these. Okay, this designated driver. That's okay.
That's basically
how it is, right?
Yeah, that's basically the person who doesn't drink on the
That's a lie.
What about kulaina, guys? How many of you use this term, kulaina? Like, I don't drink. If you pick me up and say, hey, Andy, you know, are you buying food first of all? Because I'm not about to like start drinking.
Is eating first,
yeah. Before you start drinking.
I was going to sit up.
We never lie that to be back.
That's true. We never used to.
I think that's why we used to get so fucked up.
What is this words from Zimbabwe or something?
Even I used to say that. Like, even I say that. Kulaina. From Kulaina. Like, have food.
Isn't that like from the ghetto?
That's not
the ghetto. Ghetto is good at base.
It's a base. That shows the
don't you dare.
It's just a base that I don't come.
We never used to eat first, Shim.
And then I think the last one is, and I find this word very, it's called Kulushina. So one day I'm doing my shopping and then this guy is Wagabata, three ships or something like that. Was it Southern Company? I don't remember. And I'm like, all right, Saka, where is... When I'm like, sister, we're eating with Shalu Shinane, something, something. I'm like, oh, wow.
Right?
Who knew?
Sanwe Lucian. And I was Saskana. I just think about Kurusara.
No, but can I just say one thing? If you're going to go out with stoners, can you not put pressure on making them drink alcohol if they're girls? Thank you.
Not even like the girls, just in jail.
Yeah.
Live.
If because, I no, drink, but I'm what I'm saying, Stone, is because you don't understand, Guti. Because I've got Kush, I'm fine.
Okay, my question is, let's say we're about to play some drinking games. What are you going to do about that?
I work and I'm gaming and this game. If you say yes to a game, you're obviously saying yes to the shots. Duh.
But that's going to drambas.
Eh?
That's kind of usually. They say, no, I don't drink. No, I'd rather
stream. Nah, usually girls say,
Kumba.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that was the trumpet. I hope you learned a thing or two. Please stay tuned for the lounge coming up next. What I do like I'm doing for TV. Feeling kind of super fine. Yes, people. What's up? And welcome to the lounge. Today we've got Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck.
Yeah, so,
I've got a theme song for you, Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck. Okay. So I'm gonna sing a small part, and then you're going to like burst into like a verse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You ready?
Definitely, I'm ready.
Good. All right. So. Here goes nothing. I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you. you little dumbass bitch. I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do. Then I'll be fucking with you. Stupid ass bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Yes. So, Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck. Where? Who is Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck? What's your hustle? Like, okay, this is the time where you get to explain why you're called or why your AKA is I Don't Give a Fuck.
Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck is just a term that I use to just let the people know before they start talking to me. It's just something that I put on my WhatsApp, I guess. So everybody started calling me Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck. But the real name is...
Wait, so it's an AKA you kind of took.
It's sort of like an
you didn't give it to yourself.
An alter ego, yeah.
Okay.
Alter ego.
Okay.
It's like Sasha Fierce.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Then Mr. when it's Mr. I Don't Give a Fuck mode.
Mm-hmm. You ain't fucking with nothing.
You know you're not in my zone at all.
Okay.
And I do not give. At all.
So when you're not giving a fuck, just I just want to clarify, when you're not giving a fuck, what is the scenario down there? Is it giving any fucks or no fucks? Like, what is the status, basically?
In the words of Prosper, we got to the land, and the land was barren of fucks.
Yeah, but I'm going to Prosper, guy. I'm going to make a sense. Shout out to you, Prosper. So, okay, so you were saying, your real, like, what's your hustle? What's your real name, first of all?
My real name is...
What?
Don't let the bitches go. Simwa Nsambo is the name.
Who?
Simwa Nsambo. Okay. M-W-A-N-S-A-M-B-O.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Exactly.
That's Malawian for my dad. Like, my mom told me that I shouldn't post random shit on Facebook because it will tarnish my name. So I changed my name to my dad's name so that, yeah, it'll work out properly. So, oh yeah, probably. But then,
okay.
Simwa Nsambo is one of those like it's my stage name. Like, I do a bit of hip hop and stuff, so I used to use it as for rap, and then basically that's
okay.
That's
talking about that, so you're a rapper. Like, what are you?
I would say I'm a former rapper, not retired, but I'm a former rapper because I don't rap that much anymore.
Why?
Clowns on my buzz. In between bulk, I'm a former buzz. I'm a lounge. I'm still giving a
fuck. You're being me today. But anyway.
Well, I was just lazy. So.
You're just lazy.
I wrote a lot of songs that I didn't record, and, you know.
But why not? The
music in Zim is just.
But no, wait. If you keep using the excuse of music in Zim, how far do you think you're going to get? Unless you're not trying to take it there.
I don't think I'm trying to take it there anymore.
Anymore,
yeah.
So we can blame you for the loss of motivation of taking it far? Or are we going to blame the economy? Like,
blame me. I don't think we should still blame the economy at this point.
Yeah.
Because right now, everybody can hustle and get that money.
For the sake of everybody who goes by the name rapper, Simwa Nsambo, you cannot leave before you give us your formal rap. I mean, what did you do when you were rapping? Let's hear it. I want to hear it. Do you want to hear it?
Of course I do. I just want to finish, you know, him.
Yeah. Finish me.
Boy. Wow. Anyway. So what are you now? Like, are you like, what? Cause I'm struggling. I'm trying to put you in a place. Sagakana uchita, you're not rapping like that anymore. Like, what's your hustle then? Like,
I'm a producer.
What are you not trying to give a fuck about?
I'm trying not to give a fuck about everything and everyone.
So you're a producer.
But I'm trying to give a fuck about that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a producer and I'm creative.
You're a creative.
If I may put it that way.
No, that's always a safe word because creative means a lot of things.
Yeah, it means a lot of things. So yeah.
Okay.
I can be anywhere. And I'm a gamer as well. Too. Shout out to my gamers out there.
So right now, what are you focusing on?
Right now, I'm focusing on advertising.
All right.
And I have a clothing label, No Chill.
Okay.
Which has been popping. I didn't expect it to pop that much, but yeah, it is popping. So yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so we're gonna play a game, and then you're gonna drop some bars.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you need to give me the first thing that comes into your head. Right. Okay. So the first question is: Sunday is the best day to.
Fuck.
No, it's me on. I only drink on Friday.
No, I'm drinking.
And then on Sunday,
super.
I like to pray.
Sunday, I like to get it in. Okay. The second question is: If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Don't do cocktails.
That is the first thing that comes into your head. You're a big boy.
It's a Jamie and tonic, man.
Okay.
That's not even a cocktail.
All right. Yeah. You have 5 words, keyword words, to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. Must we faith. So, let's do this.
Can they be names?
Mm-hmm. Okay, bottom line, it has to be a word.
A word.
Funga. Describe your weekend.
Funga, my name is my babe.
Oh, but I don't care. This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because they're 5, huh? So, you know, you're Sakwana
the whole week. So we're describing the perfect week or the perfect weekend.
Your perfect weekend. Week. We don't care about
perfect,
the week.
Perfect weekend. We're talking about Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
My weed.
Weed.
That's three.
Weed. That's gonna do weed.
Jameson.
Weed.
My weed.
Oh.
So if it's Jameson weed, what's next? That's the thing.
Girls and boys.
All right. Okay, you know what? It's a game, so I'm gonna let it be a game.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get into it. You met the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing? What would she be doing?
Getting down, but
she's on the dance floor.
She's on the dance floor doing the team.
Any particular dance move?
Twerking.
That's just yeah. Anyway, why would you rather party with Beyonce or Rihanna, and why?
Rihanna, because I nicknamed my ex-girlfriend Rihanna at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did she?
Rihanna, because I had a girl nicknamed Rihanna at some point.
Oh, it was a nickname.
It was a nickname.
Thank God you said nickname.
It was
okay.
Not for the good things though.
Ma?
It was for the fire.
Ma?
But well, yeah. Well, Rihanna. I would party with Rihanna because Rihanna's cool.
Let me see you. whiskey versus vodka.
Whiskey. Whiskey.
Cider versus beer.
Beer.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft.
That's a tricky one, but I'll take a lager.
Okay. Who would you fuck, marry, and kill?
Would I fuck, marry, and kill?
Mm-hmm. You get like the different people, or it could be the same person. I don't know how you freakingly work, but.
Next door, I'm go feel free.
Who would you fuck? That's the first thing.
I'd fuck Scarlett Johansson.
The one, the
one with the titties.
The Avenger.
The
six
and the okay.
Thick lips.
Who would you marry?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you marry?
Boiti.
Who?
Boiti.
Wait, wow. I know Boiti.
Boiti. What?
Boiti Tulo. He himself said that. We always ask that question. So, Boiti did that show, Nigerian nigger. And you asked us, who's Boiti? And we told you.
Casper's
now
your ex
asking us.
Right. Thank
you.
My girl knows me.
Wow.
you always have to just say the juiciest thing. Okay. Who would you kill? For any, whatever, particular reason?
Nobody.
Basha. So, no, pick
for
someone.
Any particular reason.
Any, well, even if it's dumb.
Wow. Joe Budden? I guess.
Who that?
The rapper or
Joe Budden, the rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you would kill the hype man. I was in my field.
All right. So just give us, where can people get in touch with you, find your social media links, and then you're going to drop us?
No Chills at W. That's for everything.
Okay.
And Chingy 101, Twitter, Instagram.
I want, but what everything? What's with Facebook?
No, no. Okay, for Chingy 101 for Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Sorry, Twitter and Instagram. My bad.
Can we start again?
Okay.
How can people get in touch with you on social media?
For me personally, you can get in touch with me on Chingy 101 on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my clothing page, it's No Chills at W.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Forever there.
So it is time. Are you ready? Urguda got bid. Do we have one to give him?
Random bid. Gum 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 gum.
Well, even I wouldn't drop bars on that. Sorry, babe.
Well, I would drop bars on that still.
Okay. So do it. Actually, you know what? You just do it.
Fuck him out.
You need to. You need to.
Yo, I want you to put that tag in yours.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm doing my thing. This is what my mama made me for. I'm ready. Kum, kum,
yeah.
Kum, kum,
so I haven't done kum, this in a while. So.
Kum, 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 kum,
yeah.
Kum, kum,
yo.
Kum, 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 kum,
chilling with Dre and Lala kum, on the hangover.
Kum, kum, okay. Kum,
One. Yo. Yo. I've been spitting bars for days, my nigga. I don't play. I lay shots, but nigga wanna come to my gate. You know that I'm that nigga. Dre's losing the beat, but I'm still spitting these bars on this shit. You know that I don't.
Hey! Hey!
yes, it's a beatbox, mama. And how do you curse on the beatboxer? Like, really? It's like telling your producer, fuck off.
Like, you fucking my beat. I haven't done it in a long
time. Thank you so much. Nah, that was, for someone didn't really, like, you got it. You got there. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you have fun.
I did have fun.
And hopefully we'll have you again. Shout out to you, Wimson. Literally. So yes, thank you guys for coming, and so enjoy the upcoming weekend, guys. And talk by my lineup. I'm an excuse for Garakumba. Yeah, stay lit, stay doing you, and you will catch us again next Thursday doing our thing on the Hangover Show, Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.